It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good evening and welcome, everybody. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO. Another night in our big week of basketball here, folks. We're doing 5 games in 4 nights. We're on our second of those 5 games as we come to you live from Harpersville High School. It's a boys' MAC basketball action game here tonight between Harpersville and Sydney. Want to welcome you into the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show. Cork and the crew are located on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs as well as daily rentals and an expert service department, Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. Let's quickly get in our Section 4 disclaimer. This broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. Want to welcome everybody in listening on CDO, also WCDOsports.com. Our web stream tonight is courtesy of Sydney Federal Credit Union. At SFCU, it's all about you. And just a reminder, folks, you can go back anytime on WCDOsports.com into our audio archive and listen to any game we've done, football, basketball, soccer, baseball, softball, you name it. It's all there on WCDOsports.com in the audio archive, of course, brought to you by SFCU. Those games are right there. It's a free download. You can go on, listen on the site, download it, have it on your own computer. Anything you want, it's right there for you on WCDOsports.com. Should be a great matchup here tonight as both these teams getting into MAC play, and it's just a big time of year because I think, you know, this is when we really see what teams are made of. This is where you've gotten through those preseason type of tournaments. You've kind of played some of those non-conference games. You've worked out some of the kinks, hopefully knocked some of the rust off, and now you get into league play. And in the MAC this year, if I were to guess, and a lot of people have asked me going into the year, who do you think are the teams that you need to look out for? I would have said Sydney and Delhi right off the bat because they were in the championship last year and they both return a lot of pieces. Besides that, I would have said Unadilla Valley, and I would say Green are some of the top teams in the MAC this year. Harpersville, though, is right there as one of those teams that could certainly contend. We've seen in the early part of the year that they're a quality team, especially when you're led by a guy who's 6'5", 6'6", in Peyton Dean. He is right there to really make things happen, that's for sure. He's, again, a guy who can slam dunk the basketball almost any time he wants. He's going to be a force on the glass. That's going to be key here for Sydney tonight because they don't really have anyone that's much taller than about 6'2". So someone is going to have to get a body on Peyton Dean, get a hip into him, and keep him out of there. We can see what a force he was. He was a force last year, and he'll continue to do that this year for the Harpersville Hornets. So I think the Hornets are a fringe team going into the year, and that's just kind of my take on things, that's for sure. But, you know, you just never know because teams can get hot at certain times of the year and really make a run. But if someone was to ask me right today as we kick off the MAC season, who are the teams that are going to make it to the finals, I would guess a rematch between Sydney and Delhi. But I'm just a broadcaster. What the heck do I know? I know there's a lot of people who probably think otherwise. But, boy, if you look at the talent that Sydney returns from last year and also brings up from their JV program, that's how I'm making that decision. And the same thing for Delhi. But you look at Sydney, I think some people say, well, they lost that great group of seniors and the leadership from a guy like Nick Mino, who was a leader on the floor by example, whether he was talking to somebody, getting them pumped up for the game, just diving on the floor, making a hustle play, or dropping in 16, 17 points. That's the kind of leader he was, and I wonder if that's what Sydney is looking for in the early part of the season because this team is filled with athletic guys. We've seen that. Tons of great guard play. They play together a lot during the summer in their AAU programs, and of course, head coach Mike Brzee is going to have this team primed and ready. But you look at some of the guys they lost from last year, like a Wyatt McKee and a Trey Larson. Those are some of the guys that brought the size to the table for Sydney last year and really were the guys who could be the force on the glass. I'm wondering who that's going to be this year for the Sydney Warriors, that's for sure. You're going to have to look to a guy like Alex Hoskins, who, yes, is more of a guard, but can jump out of the gym and is super athletic. He's going to have to do a great job, as well as guys like Colin Carl, who are going to have to really clean up the glass. Even a guy like Zach Green, who's one of the smaller guards, but I think has the physical ability to go inside and muscle people around. You got to remember, folks, these are kids who have played football their whole lives, too. So they know how to get inside. They know how to use the body and hopefully keep that away from the Zebra crew from making those calls on them to have them be over on the bench with foul trouble. But, you know, Sydney, a smaller team, but if they can get out and run and gun, it could give teams like Harpersville, who is more of a big guy type of team, a lot of problems. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back. We will have everything set for you between Harpersville and Sydney. Going to be a great contest here tonight. Again, welcome into the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show. Cork and the crew are on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, and they have you set for all your transportation needs, including daily rentals. Cork has really brought in a bunch of more rental vehicles that you can get, and it's perfect for this time of the year with the holidays. You got family coming into town, or maybe you need to make a long trip. You don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle. Stop over on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney to Chambers and O'Hara. We'll be right back. We're going to take a quick break. Sydney on the road at Harpersville tonight. Boys Mac basketball action on WCDO.
Winter is here. Do you have a dependable vehicle to get you where you need to go in this stormy weather? Look to Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, for all of your transportation needs. Cork and the crew have a wide selection of cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, crossovers, and more that are ready and tested for winter driving by their excellent service team. Don't see what you like? Let one of the Chambers and O'Hara professionals find it for you. Let us do the work. Want to stay dry while you shop? Visit ChambersOHara.com and be warm and cozy at home while you browse our inventory. We're always bringing in new vehicles, so check back often for a fresh look. Our experienced sales staff are local residents, your friends and neighbors, and they won't pressure you during the car buying process. Let Chambers and O'Hara take care of you this winter. Visit today on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, or call 563-4311, or visit online at chambersohara.com.
Looking for high-quality sports photos? Have a local high school or college athlete in the family? Know someone who paddled the General Clinton Canoe Regatta? There's one place for all these photos and more. Brian the Photo Guy. Brian has hundreds of thousands of local sports photos. Area high school sports featuring largely soccer and basketball photos. SUNY Del High Sports, Canoe Regatta, and Oneonta Outlaw Pictures. Just find Brian the Photo Guy on Facebook for more info. His website is your one-stop photo shop. BrianTheFotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. That's BrianTheFotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. Brian is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. Check out Brian the Photo Guy today.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Drive-thru open 24 hours Fridays and Saturdays.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Live from Harpersville High School tonight, a boys matchup between Sydney and Harpersville to kick off the MAC season. Of course, we started the Sydney girls last night. Our first contest with them as they were on the road in a non-league contest at Edmiston against the Tri-Valley Lady Panthers, and we're able to pick up the win there. We'll take another break to pause for the national anthem. When we come back, boys MAC basketball action tonight on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU. Set to be a great one here tonight. Sydney, of course, the run and gun with the guards, going up against the big guys of Peyton Dean, who's about 6'6 here tonight for Harpersville. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to live Tri-Town basketball tonight on WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valleyview Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valleyview Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
There it sits, bubbling away, your electric water heater. Listen, that's money leaving your pocket. Pull the plug and install a new energy-efficient propane water heater from Marabado Energy Products. A new propane water heater costs less than an electric model, heats water in half the time, and recovers quicker. Make the switch, and we'll give you an extra $250. Pull the plug. Call Marabito. Energy for every part of life.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area as local athletes.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back as we get set for tip-off between Harpersville and Sydney tonight. Live from Harpersville High School on CDO, I'm Nate Lowe. I'll take you the rest of the way here tonight. Here's the starting lineups. First for the visiting Sydney Warriors. They're in the road maroon uniforms here tonight with the white trim. It says Sydney in white lettering across the front of the uniform there. Their starting lineup tonight, a junior wearing number 11, Trevor Dutton. A junior wearing number 12, Alex Hoskins. A junior wearing number 14, Kyle Smith. A senior, number 21, Zach Green, and a junior, number 33, Colin Carl. The Warriors are coached by head coach Mike Brzee. On the other side, for the home team, the Harpersville Hornets, they're in the white uniforms tonight with the blue and the gold trim, says Hornets, and blue and gold lettering across the front of the chest. Number 55, a junior, Noah Berriger. A senior, number 34, Peyton Dean. A senior, number 2, Dylan Karanka. A junior, number 1, Garrison Paul. And also a senior, number 11, Dan Villano. And the head coach for Harpersville is Sherm McElwain. We'll call him Coach Mack tonight. He came over and said, call me Coach Mack on the air. That's what I want. That's what everyone calls me. So Coach Mack here tonight for Harpersville. Sydney will go right to left to start things off, and Harpersville left to right. Peyton Dean will go up against Alex Hoskins, and even though Hoskins gives up about 2 or 3 inches, he can jump out of the gym. So here we go. Dean will just get his fingertips on it, and Harpersville will start going left to right. Into the left wing corner in front of the Sydney student section here tonight. Here is Dan Villano. The dribble drive off the glass, no good. The rebound comes down for Zach Green of Sydney. The outlet pass, and here we go. We're 15 seconds in, and we're scoreless on the road tonight in Harpersville, as it's going to be Sydney and the Harpersville Hornets doing battle in the boys' MAC conference here tonight. Down low for Hoskins, up off the glass from the right block, in for Alex Hoskins, his first 2 points of the night. Sydney takes a 2-0 lead. They're going to come out with a 1-2-2 press. And Harpersville going left to right. Let's see what they do. They'll bring it up the floor here with Karanka to the right side. Down low for Dean. This one was too tall, even for the 6'5" Dean, off his fingertips and out of play. And back to Sydney. 7:16 to go in the first quarter. Sydney a 2-0 lead over Harpersville. And bringing the ball up the floor here will be Kyle Smith. Smith crosses the timeline, gives it back to Hoskins, top of the key as the Warriors go right to left. Hoskins over in the far side corner there, finding Kyle Smith. His three ball is no good, and the Hornets come down with it there with Garrison Paul. Paul will bring it up the floor, going left to right, crosses the big Hornet logo at midcourt to the left side, through the hands of Peyton Dean, was trying to take a step before he caught the ball, went right through his fingertips and out of bounds. Of course, last year, Harpersville was led by Peyton Dean and his older brother Devin Dean, who was an excellent three-point shooter, a great guard here for the Hornets and Coach Mack. But he's graduated, so all that falls here on Peyton Dean tonight. Here is Zach Green, the dribble drive for Sydney. Right side blocked out of there by Dean. Ball trickles out of bounds and will stay with Sydney. 6:37 to go, first quarter, 2-0 lead for Sydney over Harpersville. Sydney will set up in the stack here along the foul line and look to get the ball in. They do to Green. He thought about a three, thought better of it, gets it up for Trevor Dutton. Dutton at the top of the key for a three. Good looking spiral, no good. Dean rips down the rebound for Harpersville. Outlet pass, here they go. Karanka up the floor, left side, pocket is picked. Here come the Warriors down the right side. Dutton off the glass, up and in. Trevor Dutton, his first 2 points of the evening, and Sydney takes a 4-0 lead with 6:15 to go in this first quarter. Here is Dan Villano against the press. His pass is tipped out of bounds, And the Zebra crew is going to say it was last touched by Harpersville. So Sydney's going to get the ball back underneath their own basket, and a timeout is taken by Coach Mack and the Hornets. So Sydney, with some early pressure, takes a 4-0 lead. 6:10 to go, first quarter. We'll take a 30-second break. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back on CDO Sports.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at NYCM.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back. A 4-0 lead for Sydney over Harpersville. They'll get the ball in, and a quick layup opportunity for Colin Carl is knocked out of bounds, and possession will stay with the Warriors. 6:04 to go, first quarter, live from Harpersville Central School tonight. Sydney on the road against Harpersville in boys' MAC action. Here's Dutton, a dribble drive left side, back over for Kyle Smith. Pump fakes down low, pass for Carl, up and in. Colin Carl puts it home, his first 2 points of the night. It's a 6-0 lead for Sydney. 5:50 to go, first quarter. Harpersville going left to right. They have it across the timeline to the left side, and here for Garrison Paul. Paul leaves it off for Karanka, left side, closely guarded in the man-to-man by Zach Green, right in front of the Sydney bench. Karanka lost control of it, now gets it back for Dan Villano, and will have a whistle. This will be a foul, first one of the night on Trevor Dutton. 5.5 to go, first quarter, Sydney leading 6-0. You know, the knock on the Sydney team is they don't have a lot of size, but I will say the guards do have some good size. They're guards, but they're not small guards by any means, and they certainly have some beef to themselves as well. You're not going to run into a guy like Alex Hoskins or Zach Green and get away with much. 5:20 to go in this first quarter. Ball is on the floor. We'll have a jump ball as Green, just as I say that, diving to the floor, gets on it. Jump ball goes back to Sydney. So Sydney, a 6-0 lead with 5:20 to go in this first quarter, and Smith will walk it up the floor. Crosses half court, top of the key is Sydney in the maroon and the white tonight, going right to left. Passes far side in front of the Harpersville bench. Now for Hoskins, dribbles to the foul line. Jumper off the back iron, no good. Rebound for Harpersville. Nice job by Noah Berenger to track that one down. Still Sydney applying the full court pressure. This one tipped out of bounds right into the Sydney bench. Assistant coach Donnie Pierce snagging that one out of the air. Possession will stay with Harpersville. 5 minutes to go, first quarter, 6-0 lead for Sydney over the Harpersville Hornets on the road. They'll inbounds into the backcourt as Harpersville goes left to right. Gaining the timeline here at half court will be Harpersville. And we'll have a whistle as Dylan Karanka was bringing it up the floor. And they're going to get the foul on Zach Green as he was just a little too tight on that man-to-man, says the referee. I thought maybe they were going to get Karanka on the push-off there as he was using the forearm against Green to try to separate himself, get some space, but instead they get it on Green. So 4:55 to go, first quarter, 6-0 lead for Sydney over Harpersville. The Hornets with the ball in the white with the blue and the gold trim. They're in their own half court to the left side. Shot clock down to 20, and working the ball around is Paul. Paul for Berenger, and now for Dean. He wants the three-pointer instead. Gets the pump fake, dribble drive, and it's going to be a foul against Sydney. So Dean, even though he's 6'5", not afraid to step out and think about a three-pointer. Instead, he got the pump fake there and went in, and that's Trevor Dutton, I believe, with the foul. So that's his second. He's going to have to come out of the contest. And let's see who Mike Brzee goes with to sub in. This is going to be Ethan Finch. So Finch is into the game for Dutton. 4:35 to go in this first quarter. 6-0 lead for Sydney over Harpersville. And to the left side. Little dribble drive for the Hornets. Little up and under shot. Very well done for Dylan Karanka, and he puts it home. So it's 6-2. Back the other way. Sydney in transition. Here's Finch. Acrobatic move on the reverse layup. He gets it to go. Wow, what a move there from Finch, and it's 8-2. 4:15 to go in this first quarter, and Sydney still applying the full court pressure. All these guards will come in handy for that. They'll look for another steal at half court. Ball loose on the floor, and we'll have a foul. I believe they're going to get Colin Carl here. That's a tough foul to take just because ball bouncing all over. Guys diving on the hardwood floor for it. and Carl just in the wrong place at the wrong time. So that's three team fouls on Sydney in the first quarter, one on Harpersville. Sydney with an 8-2 lead on the road with 4:04 to go in this first frame. Karenka will walk it across half court. And now to the left side as Harpersville goes left to right. He's on the left wing, dribble drive down to the baseline. Keeps his dribble and now picks it back up for Garrison Paw. Paw to the top of the key. Tries to feed one down low, but Carl is there to intercept for Sydney. Outlet pass for Ethan Finch. Finch on the left side. Little underhanded scoop pass to the far side for Green. Three ball. Got it. Zach Green from downtown. And Sydney opening up this early lead 11-2 with 3.5 to go in the first quarter. Harpersville back the other way. Dan Villano tries to pass down low. It's deflected, but Villano gets it back. Now he finds Dean at the high post. He's double-teamed, kicks it out for Villano from downtown. The shot is short, and Colin Carl is there to scoop up the loose change for Sydney. Back the other way for Kyle Smith. Has his pocket picked, and they'll come ahead here for Dean. Dean, turnaround, little jumper, no good. Rebound is there, and up and in for Garrison Paul. So Harpersville tried to get it ahead for Dean. He lost it and kicked it back over to Paul, who put it home. It's 11-4. 2:55 to go, first quarter. Sydney on top. On the road, 11-4 over Harpersville. Zach Green to the right side in the maroon and the white tonight for Sydney as they go right to left. Dribble drive for Green, and he's fouled as he got into the paint. And this will be a foul against Harpersville's Dylan Karenka. 2:47 to go in this first quarter. It's 11-4. And it looks like Green is going to go to the line. I thought maybe they would call that one on the floor. Instead, they'll say he was in the act of shooting, and so Zach Green will go to the line after just nailing that triple on the last possession down for Sydney. First shot up and in for Green. So Green with 4 points. In my mind, Green is one of the guys who has to step up for Sydney and be a true leader this year in his senior year after learning from some of the seniors who departed last year, and just a cool, calm, and collected customer is Zach Green. Second one at the line is off the mark, no good. Bounces out of bounds, but a very good leader, very good role model for some of the younger guys on this team. So Sydney leads 12-4 with 2:45 to go in the first quarter, live in Harpersville tonight on CDO. I'm Nate Lowe, and we'll take you the rest of the way here tonight on CDO, also WCDOsports.com. Sydney with the press and a steal by Colin Carl as he gets to half court, but he's immediately whistled for the travel violation, so it goes right back to Harpersville, but a good hustle play there by Colin Carl. 2:41 to go, first quarter, and now Harpersville going to the bench, and Dakota Lippert will come in for Noah Behringer. Again, 2:41 to go, first quarter. Sydney with the very tight man-to-man defense. That's a staple for head coach Mike Brzee. And now Karenka gets it in for Harpersville, sets up the offense, barking out some signals at the top of the key, passes to the right side. Stifling man-to-man defense here. Hard to get the offense going as they try to push you out towards the three-point line. 15 to go on the shot clock on the left wing. Pull-up jumper for Paw. Off the mark, no good. Hopkins the rebound and the immediate outlet pass as Sydney's looking to run. Here is Kyle Smith for three from downtown. Off the front rim, no good. It was short, but Sydney gets the rebound with Finch. To the far side for Green. Dribble drive off the glass and in. Making it look easy. Zach Green, he's got six. And Sydney opens up a double-digit lead, 14-4, with a minute 55 to go in the first quarter. And this won't help things as Harpersville throws it out of bounds against the press. Dylan Karenka was just trying to reverse it back to the far side, and it sailed over the head of Paw and out of bounds. Harpersville will take a timeout, so will we. 1:53 to go, first quarter. Sydney on top of Harpersville on the road, 14-4. I'm Nate Lowell. We'll be right back. You're listening to live Tri-County Hoops tonight on CDO.
Roma Restaurant and Pizzeria in Sydney and Morris have delicious lunch specials that can't be beat. Every Monday through Saturday from 11 till 4, get any large cold hero and small soda for just $6, or two slices of cheese pizza and small soda for only $4. And every Tuesday, enjoy Roma's spaghetti and meatball dinner for two, now for just $10.95. At Roma's, you'll always get incredible food at great prices. Be sure to check out their full menu at romapizza.biz. Roma Restaurant and Pizzeria in Sydney and Morris. Delivery always available. Open 7 days a week.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Both teams breaking the timeout here as we come to you live from Harpersville High School tonight. Sydney and Harpersville in boys action in the MAC. 14-4, Sydney on top of Harpersville with 1:53 to go in this first quarter. I'm Nate Lull with you tonight on CDO. Jim Tomeo back in our CDO studios. And if you're a CDO fan, Craig Stevens in the building here tonight, folks. Yes, came to watch his son play on the JV team tonight. And the Sydney JV boys coming out victorious over Harpersville, 60-43. A lot of good-looking young players coming up through the ranks for Sydney. So, you know, I would say over the last few years, Sydney, of course, having a great program, winning the MAC last year. And I think the future is bright as well if you're a Sydney Warriors basketball fan. 1:53 to go first quarter, 14-4 the score, as Sydney will have the ball. Checking in now for Sydney out of the timeout is Stephen Smith, sophomore wearing number 10. And he'll immediately get it in here to Smith at the right block, down low, turnaround jumper, up and in. So they drew that one up in the timeout for Stephen Smith, and he makes Harpersville pay at 16-4 with 1:40 to go in this first quarter. Ball is loose. Again, the press is just really giving fits to Harpersville, and we'll have a foul on the play. That's kind of the double-edged sword to the press. You know, sometimes your guys are going to be right in the offense's face, and you might pick up a couple extra fouls just from being aggressive, as Sydney with four team fouls and Harpersville with two in the early going. 1:35 to go in this first quarter. It's 16-4. Sydney on top of Harpersville. Karanka with the ball going left to right, and now a steal by Ethan Finch down the right side. Finch for the layup, can't get it to go. Rebound for Sydney, picked up there by Kyle Smith, and he's fouled on the putback. He'll go to the line for two. Finch did everything on that play brilliantly except finish, as the ball was kind of rolling around the cylinder and wouldn't go down. But Kyle Smith was there to pick it up, and he got fouled on the putback opportunity with a minute 23 to go in the first quarter. First shot is up and off the mark. No good there for Smith, so the score remains 16-4. Dawson Backus checking in now for Zach Green. So Backus checks in. That's another thing about this Sydney team, a deep bench full of guys that could come in and give you quality minutes. Second shot coming for Smith from the charity stripe, up and in. Nothing but net there for Kyle Smith, his first point of the evening. So it's a nice lead here for Sydney in the first quarter with a minute 15 to go. A 16-4 lead as Harpersville will inbound the ball underneath their own basket, trying again to break this press. They get it into Dakota Lippert, and Lippert down the left wing side. Now we'll feed one back off to Clinton Ferguson, who just checked into the game for Harpersville as they work it around. Garrison Paul, top of the key, barking out some signals with a minute to go here in the first frame. Trying to get the offense going, and now another steal by Finch. Read that one beautifully. Finch with the layup, and this time he doesn't miss, gets it to go. He's got 4 points. 18-4 the score. 50 seconds to go, first quarter. Long pass ahead for Dean. Can't get the layup to go. Ball tipped out of bounds and back to Sydney. Harpersville, a good heads-up play to chuck it over the top of the press. They get it down to the big man, Dean, and he can't get the layup to go. So Sydney with the ball and an 18-4 lead with 40 seconds to go in the first quarter. Now they get the ball to Finch, and he's blocked as he went in for the jumper. Dean got there just in time and got the big bear claw up on that one. 30 seconds to go in the first quarter, and Sydney coming right back at it with the full court pressure. Now down to 25 to go, and we'll see if Harpersville can hold it for the last shot of the first quarter, trailing 18-4. Here's Garrison Paul, the point guard for Harpersville, as they go left to right. Dribble drive, left side, passes down low, but on the baseline is Colby Hendrickson. Didn't realize he had his foot there, stepped out of bounds, and so with 15 seconds to go in the quarter, Sydney will get it back. Hoskins will inbound the ball, and Smith is going to let this one ride up the floor. Kyle Smith passing one ahead for Finch. Back up for Kyle Smith as Sydney goes right to left, down to 5 on the game clock here in the first quarter. Backus finds Stephen Smith on the far side. They're not going to get a shot off unless they hurry. They do at the buzzer, and Smith can't get it to go down. But that's the end of the first quarter with Sydney leading 18-4. Second quarter coming up. I'm Nate Lowe, and you're listening to Live Tri-Town Hoops tonight on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Nate Lowe on WCDO tonight. After the first quarter, Sydney leads Harpersville 19-4, excuse me, as they have added the extra point. I didn't think, and this is, you know, sometimes I'm not so great at the math, that's why I'm on the radio. They didn't count that foul shot by Kyle Smith. And then all of a sudden it went up on the board in between the first and the second quarter. So Sydney wins the first quarter 19-4, and they lead Harpersville on the road in boys MAC action tonight. And so 19-4, the score to start this second quarter here on CDO. Just want to remind you that if you're looking for great photos of your local athletes, the place to go is Brian the Photo Guy. You can find him on Facebook, and that will give you a link right to his website. He's got hundreds of thousands of area high school sports photos, mostly from soccer and basketball. He also covers SUNY Delhi College sports, the General Clinton Canoe Regatta, Oneonta Outlaws baseball, so it's all there. You can find him on Facebook, Brian the Photo Guy. His direct website is brianthephotoguy.photomerchant.com, and that's photo with an F. So it's brianthephotoguy.photomerchant.com. Check him out today. He does great work. You often see his photos in the local newspaper. So make sure you check out Brian the Photo Guy on Facebook and his website today. Start of the second quarter, and they're going to inbound the ball right directly in front of our WCDO broadcast area here at half court at Harpersville Central School. As the Hornets with the ball again, going left to right to start things off in the second quarter. And Sydney Cummings still with the tough man-to-man pressure. Ball loose on the floor, stolen away by Stephen Smith. And Smith and Hoskins, a nice double team there. And that allows Sydney to pop the ball free. They pass it down low. Here's Dawson Backus. He tried to go up over top of Dean. And I believe Peyton Dean just got a fingertip on that one, knocked it out of bounds. Zebra Crew disagrees with me, and they give the ball back to Harpersville. So again, this full court pressure is going to cause a turnover as Harpersville with a travel there from Colby Hendrickson. And Coach Mack, Sherm McElwain here for Harpersville, just trying a variety of different things. He's subbed in a couple of different guards, just seeing maybe what the best combination is against this Sydney tough pressure as this team trails 19-4 with 7.5 minutes to go in the second quarter. Here's Hoskins for Sydney, gets into the paint, now passes back up top for Stephen Smith, lost the handle. Ball bounces around but kept in by the Warriors with 20 seconds to go on the shot clock as they go right to left. Smith walks it back up to the top of the key. Now leaves one off for Dawson Backus. Passes far side for Hoskins. Gets into the paint, and he's blocked out of there by Peyton Dean. Boy, just big athletic guards here for Sydney, but even when they go down low, hard to go up against a guy who's 6'5", 6'6", and extremely long and athletic. Dean with a couple of blocks so far here tonight. Sydney gets the ball in. They're on the left baseline, and now a jumper from Stephen Smith. No good. Ball loose on the rebound. Hoskins comes down with it, and he was tied up there with Harpersville. Clinton Ferguson, they got tied up, and let's see, the possession arrow is going to go and stay with Sydney. They do call it a jump ball. 7 minutes to go in the second quarter. It's 19-4. Sydney on top. Here's Finch in the right wing corner. Finch back up for back. Gets into the top of the key now for Stephen Smith. Smith checks over with head coach Mike Brzee, gets a play with 20 on the shot clock. They'll continue to work it around to the high post, down low for Hoskins, up and in. Great ball movement there by Sydney, and Hoskins now with 4 points on the night. And Sydney still in the man, pretty much full court press. Now another turnover, Smith down low, up off the glass, and a foul here against Harpersville, as that was Kyle Smith going up, and he got rocked as he went up for that left-handed layup, and it was easily fouled. So 14 fouls on Harpersville and 4 on Sydney with 6:32 to go in the second quarter. It's 21-4. And Harpersville at the moment, just looking at the body language, certainly looking a little down at the moment. Sydney controlling this game with their pressure. They get it inside. Here's Hoskins up and in. Once again, a right-handed layup, and he's got 6. It's 23-4 with 6:25 to go in the second quarter. Sydney on top of the Hornets here in the MAC. So the ball, after it went through the basket there, got kicked over into the one corner of the gym. So the officials will go and retrieve that one. Just a little bit of a momentary break here, a little pause. As now Harpersville will get it back. They try to go long down the court over top of the press to Dean. Doesn't work as Sydney is there to pick it off once again with Hoskins. Here's Stephen Smith in the right corner in the maroon and the white uniforms for Sydney. Hoskins takes it down low, blocked away there by Dean. Now here's Harpersville off to the races, back the other way, trying to feed it inside, but a steal again by Sydney. And here is Kyle Smith down the right side. Smith inside for Steven Smith. Off the glass, can't get it to go, and he's fouled. So Kyle Smith finds Steven Smith, puts it inside, and he'll go to the line. 6 minutes to go in this second quarter. It's 23-4. And I don't want to say it's a sloppy game by Harpersville, but Sydney is just draped all over them like a curtain. And it's really hard to pass the ball in that type of a situation, and it's just caused turnover after turnover. First shot from the line is good for Smith. He has 3 points. Second shot coming here for Smith. This one rattles out. So Sydney leads 24-4 with 5:55 to go in the second quarter. We'll have our Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. You'll want to stay tuned for that, as we'll break down this first half and get you a scoring summary as well. 5:45 to go in the second quarter, and to the left side, Harpersville with the ball going left to right. Jumper from Dean from the left elbow, no good. Harpersville forcing it a little bit, trying to get back in. Ethan Finch now for Dawson Backus, left side, jumper off the mark, no good, and Dean skies for the rebound. Long outlet pass, but way too far out in front of Garrison Paw. And you can see what Harpersville's trying to do. They're trying to get out ahead of the pressure, but some of those long passes have just been off target and hasn't worked so far. 5:25 to go, second quarter, 24-4. Sydney boys on top here of the Harpersville Hornets. On the road. It's always a tough test when you go on the road in the MAC. A good lead for Sydney to start off. Here's Finch. Tried to pass to the left side there for Kyle Smith. Tipped away, but Sydney gets it back. Hoskins in the left corner. Back for Kyle Smith. Inside for Steven Smith. Smith goes up and under. Again, blocked away there by Dean, but Finch picks up the loose ball, and his three ball is good. Ethan Finch with a nice shot, and he has 7 points. 27-4 is the score, with 4:50 to go before the halftime break, and once again, tipped out of bounds by Hoskins as Garrison Paw brought it up the right side of the floor. And it doesn't seem to matter whether Harpersville goes with a little fake and they go try to go underneath for a pass. It's tipped away. That time they tried to throw it up over top of the defense, and again, knocked away. So Harpersville gets it in, again going left to right on your radio dial into the right corner. Now down low for Dean, tipped out of bounds and back for Sydney. 4:40 to go in the second quarter. It's 27-4, and Harpersville just having trouble setting up the offense against the very active defense for Sydney tonight. And so Kyle Smith will walk it up the floor. He seems to be the new floor general this year, taking over for Nick Mino, who Sydney lost to graduation. Here's Finch. Passes to the far side for Kyle Smith. Now for Hoskins in the left corner as they work it around. Back up for Smith. Again for Hoskins. Little give and go. Steven Smith out for Finch. Finch steps back. It was tipped away, but goes down low for Hoskins. 10 on the shot clock. To the far side for Dawson Backus. 5 left on that shot clock. Sydney needs to move. Kyle Smith, step in 3. This one off the back iron. No good. Ball tipped out of bounds. And we'll go to Harpersville. 4:03 to go in the second quarter. Sydney leading Harpersville 27-4. Boys MAC action here tonight. Just about 4 minutes left until our halftime break on CDL. So Harpersville will get the ball in going left to right. Peyton Dean's just going to take it himself down the right wing, and he's fouled along the way by Alex Hoskins. And we're still seeing some faces over there on the bench that you know we're going to get into the game at some point for Sydney. Talking about Parker Boyce, talking about Nathan Vibber, just guys who we know are quality players, and I'm sure we'll see as the night continues. Just shows how deep the bench is for Sydney this season. 3:55 to go in the second quarter. Sydney leading 27-4. They pass down low. Dan Villano with the shot knocked out of there by Ethan Finch. Got a good block on that one. Knocked out of bounds, and possession will stay with Harpersville. Actually, no, now the little conference here for the Zebra Crew, they're going to call a foul on Finch, and so Villano will go to the line. Dan Villano, the senior wearing number 11, steps to the line and will shoot 2 for Harpersville. First one is good, and maybe this is something that can help spark Harpersville if they can get some points here from the line. That's the first points there of the second quarter. They were trailing 19-4 after one. They trail 27-5 right now. Second shot off the front rim, no good. And Ethan Finch with the rebound for Sydney. They'll walk it up the floor with Kyle Smith. Smith with the ball. Passes for Finch to the right side as Sydney goes right to left. into the right corner for Backus. They skip it back across top of the zone for Hoskins. Again, another skip. Good ball movement here for Sidney. Back to the top of the key. Into the paint for Stephen Smith. His shot is blocked by Dean. Dean has to have five or six blocks here so far tonight for Harper's. They're doing a great job. And here's Dan Villano passing down low for Dean off his fingertips and out of bounds. Possession will stay, though, with Harpersville. They're saying that looked like Stephen Smith might have just got a piece of that as it trickled out. 3:19 to go, second quarter, 27-5 is the score. Harpersville gets it in. Jumper left side for Peyton Dean, up and in. Peyton Dean, his first 2 points of the night. He's got more blocks than points at the moment, as he has done a good job defensively for Harpersville. 27-7, Sydney on top with 3:05 to go, second quarter. Passing down into the left corner as the Warriors in the maroon and white go right to left. Here's Finch for three, right side. This one off the back iron, no good. Rebound for Sydney. Down low for Hoskins, up and in. Alex Hoskins with 8 points, and a timeout is taken by Sydney. 29-7 the score with 2:51 to go in the second quarter. We'll step away against Sydney, leading Harpersville in boys action tonight. 29-7. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Now is the time to think about getting your furnace and those air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you about the basic maintenance of your heating system at home. It is important to do this annually to prevent expensive repairs later on during the winter months. For all your heating, air duct cleaning, plumbing, and electrical work, give me a call at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Superior also offers on-demand portable Generac generators and generator service. Call 349-0831.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
2:51 to go in the second quarter, live from Harpersville High School. 29-7 is the score. The Sydney boys on top of Harpersville. A couple of new faces into the lineup here for the Sydney Warriors as Parker Boyce will come in, as well as Melshawn Folks. So 2:45 to go now as Harpersville will bring it up, trying to get something going before the halftime break. Here's Dean to the left side. Got to get him going. And he's going to go to the line as he gets fouled. That's the thing about Peyton Dean. You think he's just going to be an inside player. He's 6'5", 6'6", but he has the ability to take it outside and pretty mobile. We saw him during football season. He was a tight end. He was able to go over the middle. Good feet, good hands. And he can dribble drive and get to the hoop. And this time he's fouled. A lot of guys can't keep up with the speed that he has once he gets that big body going. First shot rattles out here for Dean, so second shot coming with Harpersville trailing at home 29-7. Second shot coming for Dean. This one off the mark, no good. The rebound right back to Dean. Came right to him at the foul line. He goes up, and we'll see. Looks like another foul, and Dean's going to go right back to the line. Actually, no, they're going to say it was a jump ball, and possession error goes back to Sydney. A little miscommunication there as one referee overrules the other and gets the jump ball back to Sydney with 2.5 to go in the second quarter. 29-7 is the score. Sydney on top of Harpersville to the high post. Kick it back out left side for Ethan Finch. Three ball, no good. Coming down with the rebound there for Harpersville is Clinton Ferguson. And now we'll have a whistle. And one of the officials is going to go over to the scorer's table. As I believe, with 2:16 to go in the second quarter, just not exactly sure what that call was. The Harpersville Hornets were bringing the ball up the floor. He called the whistle and then had them re-inbound the ball over on the far side. Either way, we're back underway. And Harpersville down into the right corner. They pass it down low for Villano, and he is fouled. Not exactly sure what that was there, folks. My apologies. They just had Harpersville re-inbound the ball. So Villano will go to the line to shoot two, as Sydney with 18 fouls now in this first half and four for Harpersville. So Dan Villano with 1 point tonight, make it two, nothing but net on the first foul shot there for Villano. 2:08 to go, second quarter, it's 29-8. Second shot coming here for Villano. This one up off the front rim, no good. Hoskins rips down the rebound, and Sydney, the Warriors, looking to get out and run. And to the right side, this is Kyle Smith, cuts it back to the left side as Sydney goes right to left. Now down low for Melshawn Folks. Folks into the lane, lost the handle, gets it loose, tracks it down, and back up top to reset up the offense with Ethan Finch. Finch dribble drive, a jumper off the mark, no good. Folks with the rebound. Passes back out for Parker Boyce now. Boyce works his way down low. They'll rip it back out for Kyle Smith. With 10 on the shot clock now, Smith looking to make a decision. He's either going to have to drive or take a shot here or try to set up the offense one more time. Down low for Hoskins. Now for Finch. Up and in. Finch picks up the loose change there, and he has 9 points. That's a team high for Sydney. 31-8. And Harpersville, again, having to go up against this full court press. This time, Villano will break it down the right side. Villano ahead there for Dean. He's fouled and will go to the line. Villano with an excellent job of just streaking through the press there. And he got down to the right elbow and went for a bounce pass and took a hip check. And down to the floor he went, and now he'll go to the charity stripe with a minute 15 to go before the halftime break. Folks, this is a Harpersville team who started off the year very well. They got to the championship game of the Anton Remy tournament over in Milford and lost 52-50 to a very scrappy Morris club. So this is a team that has played some close and good games in the early part of the season. Villano will miss the first foul shot, and Sydney with the rebound off the 1-1 back the other way. We're down to a minute to go before the halftime break. Sydney leading Harpersville 31-8. They'll get it down low for Hoskins. Up and underneath. And he'll put it home. Hoskins now into double digits. He's got 10. It's 33-8. Nice move. He got around Peyton Dean and was just able to go up and under him and was able to put home the layup. Credit to Hoskins for going up against the big guy several times tonight on the glass. 40 seconds to go here. Second quarter. Sydney, another steal off the press. Back out for Kyle Smith. Top of the key here for Finch. Nice one-handed pass down low. Melshawn Folks up and under and in. Melshawn Folks down in the land of the trees. He's 6'1", but he had to go up against Dean, who again is 6'5", and was able to put it home. It's 35-8. 20 seconds to go in the second quarter. And here is Karanka, who's back into the game, trying to set it up for one last shot here for the Hornets. Karanka wanted a three, but instead will pass back off to Dan Villano. Dribble drive, and this one will go. So Villano puts it in, and he has 4 points to lead Harpersville. Smith is going to get to half court, and here's a shot at the buzzer, and it will fall short. So our halftime score is Sydney 35 and Harpersville 10. The Hornets not dealing well with the Sydney full court pressure. Very good-looking first half there for Sydney, and I think that's why they have to be one of the teams that's considered to be at the top of the MAC for the boys in the early part of this young season. We'll come back with our Maramido Energy Products halftime report. Again, the score at halftime, Sydney 35, Harpersville 10. I'm Nate Lull. You're listening to live Tri-County Basketball tonight on WCDO.
There it sits, bubbling away, your electric water heater. Listen, that's money leaving your pocket. Pull the plug and install a new energy-efficient propane water heater from Maramido Energy Products. A new propane water heater costs less than an electric model, heats water in half the time, and recovers quicker. Make the switch, and we'll give you an extra $250. Pull the plug. Call Maramido. Energy for every part of life.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
If you're looking to buy a pre-owned vehicle, look no further than Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. Looking to cover yourself when you make that big purchase? Cork and his experienced staff are now offering a wide variety of different warranties to make you feel more comfortable out on the road. With options like wheel and tire, mechanical, fabric and paint protection, and dent and ding protection, you can drive with confidence no matter where you go. Have a flat? Your warranty can cover that. Get bumped in the parking lot? Let dent and ding take care of it. It's pretty simple. Think you're going to have to pay a ton extra for it? Not at Chambers and O'Hara. Right now, when you buy a vehicle from us, we throw in a tire and wheel warranty for free. That's the Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center difference. Visit online at chambersohara.com before you stop by, or call 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, home of the no-nonsense warranty.
Looking for high-quality sports photos? Have a local high school or college athlete in the family? Know someone who paddled the General Clinton Canoe Regatta? There's one place for all these photos and more. Brian the Photo Guy. Brian has hundreds of thousands of local sports photos. Area high school sports featuring largely soccer and basketball photos, SUNY Delhi sports, Canoe Regatta, and Oneonta Outlaw pictures. Just find Brian the Photo Guy on Facebook for more info. His website is your one-stop photo shop, brianthephotoguy.fotomerchant.com. That's brianthephotoguy.fotomerchant.com. Brian is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. Check out Brian the Photo Guy today.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back. Halftime here from Harpersville High School as it's time for our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Of course, brought to you by Marabito, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. You can call them today at 563-HEAT, 563-HEAT. Our halftime score is Sydney leading Harpersville 35-10. Yes, you heard that score right, folks. 35-10, Sydney on top of Harpersville in boys' MAC action tonight. Do have one score update from up the road on Route 7 in Unitigo. 28-24, Unadilla Valley leading Unitigo. So that's a close one up there, as we'll be catching up with Unitigo next week when they're over at Oxford. I believe going to do that game on Wednesday of next week. That should be a great one between the Blackhawks and the Spartans. It's been tough in the early part of the year. Some people say, why aren't you at this school? Why aren't you at that school? You look at Unitigo, for example. They only have one game this week, and that one was tonight. So it's certainly tough to fit in all those games, that's for sure. 35-10 the score here, Sydney and Harpersville at the halftime break. So just a nice crowd here tonight in Harpersville supporting their Hornets, and this is a team that I think can be competitive in the MAC, especially with a guy like Peyton Dean down low. But boy, that pressure, the full-court pressure that Sydney brought, really driving Harpersville nuts. And I think that's going to happen to a lot of teams. As Sydney, just as I said in the pregame, has a lot of guards that are quick, athletic, and have some size, too. You're not going to be able to push them around. That is really helping them here in this first half. Let's go through the scoring summary. First, for visiting Sydney, 10 points for Alex Hoskins to lead the way, 9 for Ethan Finch off the bench, 6 for Zach Green, 3 for Steven Smith, 2 for Trevor Dutton, 2 for Colin Carl, 2 for Melshawn Folks. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 guys scoring here in the first half for Sydney. That's always great when you can see that balance. On the other side for Harpersville and head coach Sherm McElwain, 2 points for Garrison Paugh, 2 points for Peyton Dean, and 4 points for Dan Villano, as Villano the high scorer so far tonight here for Harpersville. And as I said, Harpersville had a good start to the season. They went over to the Milford tournament and got to the championship game, lost in overtime by 2 points. But that certainly gave them some confidence in the early part of the year, and I think they have the pieces to put it together. But always tough when you have to open your league schedule against one of the top dogs, and I think that's what Sydney is here in the early part of the season. And some people have gotten down on Sydney to open the year because they've played some big schools, playing Owego and losing at home last week when an Owego player hit 10 three-pointers. And they went down to the Johnson City tournament and finished third. And, you know, you hear different things. Well, is it really good for them to go down and lose those games like that? I'm not sure. Shouldn't they go somewhere where they can win and get off and get positive and get feeling good about themselves? The other thought to that is, no, you want to go and play some bigger schools who, yes, you might lose to, but you're going to play better competition, which is going to make you better when you get down into your league play and make things, I don't want to say seem easier, but when you go and you play better competition, you're going to get better as a team. So I've heard both schools of thought on that here in the early part of the season. I think people are just used to Sydney basketball having a winning tradition, and so the last couple of years when they've gone down and played in the Stop DWI or things like that, it can certainly be interesting when you know, Sydney might get off to a 1-2 start or a 1-3. But then, just like last year, we saw this team early in the early part of the season struggling, and then they went on that real hot streak where they won, you know, double-digit games in a row and got all the way to the MAC championship and defeated Delhi. So, you know, it's interesting to see what both schools of thought bring to the table. But it seems to be working for head coach Mike Brzee. He's a guy who has a state championship under his belt. So certainly I'm going to listen to whatever he says, that's for sure. Sydney has come back out onto the floor, warming up here to start the second half. They lead 35-10. And again, our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report, brought to you by Marabito. Call them today, 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Other games we'll have this week, you're definitely going to want to stay tuned tomorrow. We'll be over at Delaware Academy as it's Delhi hosting Bainbridge-Guilford in girls action. That's a rematch of last year's MAC championship for the girls, so that'll be a great game. And then on Friday, we'll have a doubleheader, Afton and Bainbridge-Guilford. That game is down in Afton. The girls are at 6 o'clock. The boys are at 7:30, and I think especially the boys' game on Friday should be very, very competitive. Looking forward to seeing Sean Jones and Trevor Halliquist for Bainbridge-Guilford go up against a guy like Kyle Hinman and Connor Graven-Briggs. Great player there for Afton. So that's going to be a lot of fun as well. Join us on Friday as well as tomorrow night for the girls' game. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll get you set for the start of the third quarter. I'm Nate Lull, and you're listening to Live High School Hoops tonight here on WCDO.
We're number one. We're number one. We're number one.
Thank you. Thank you. We were going to use this time to shamelessly promote all of the awards that the Penny Savers won recently, like first place, general excellence in New York State, second place, general excellence nationally, plus 14 more. And that's just for our Norwich and Sydney editions. But in all honesty, we wouldn't have won any of these awards over the years were it not for this. Our dedicated employees, thousands of advertisers who've placed their trust in us, and the 75,000 plus loyal households who welcome the Penny Saver into their homes and online. For that, we should be applauding you. Thank you.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
Buying insurance can be a tricky and confusing process, but the Chirino Insurance Agency at 50 North Broad Street in Norwich is here to help. From business and life to home and renter's insurance, Pat and the team at Chirino Insurance can handle all your questions and needs. Family owned and operated since 1972, Chirino Insurance is an independent agency offering competitive rates for auto, home, business, life, motorcycle insurance, and more. They now offer boat, snowmobile, RV, and camper coverage too. For a free quote, call 336-1444 or visit them online at ChirinoInsurance.com. Chirino Insurance, service and savings with a personal touch.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back, live from Harpersville High School. We'll start the second half, 35-10 the score. Sydney on top of Harpersville as we start this third quarter. Harpersville's in the home white uniforms tonight with the navy blue and the gold trim. It says Hornets across the front of the chest there in navy blue lettering. Sydney is in the road maroon uniforms with the white and the black trim. It says Sydney in white lettering across the front of the uniform there. Harpersville will go right to left on your radio dial to start off this third quarter. And all the starters back in for both sides. A little up and under shot here for Dan Villano. And now we'll have a whistle as Harpersville will have a foul, and we'll go to the line, it looks like, here in the early part of this third quarter. Garrison Paw to the line. 7:47 to go. Early on in this third quarter, nice move by Paw. Got into the paint, went up for the jumper, and was fouled. Paw's first shot up and in. So Garrison Paw now, the junior, wearing number one with 3 points. Second shot coming for Paw. This one off the back rim, no good. Skying for the rebound is Alex Hoskins in an outlet pass to Zach Green. Green down the left side as Sydney will go left to right and leaves it back off here for Kyle Smith at the top of the key. Smith setting up the offense here, and we'll see what the new look for the defense is here as Sydney now will throw it away before we can see exactly what Harpersville was set up in there defensively. They trail 35-11. Sydney's going to stick with the man-to-man. 7:20 to go in the third quarter. They pass down low, tipped away, and now Zach Green will look to lead the fast break for Sydney. Passes left side for Smith. Lost the handle as Kyle Smith went up for the left-handed layup. Ball goes flying out of bounds and back to Harpersville. So Sydney is not going to call off the dogs quite yet, and the full court pressure is still on. And here is Dan Villano looking inbounds the ball here with 7:14 to go in the third. Now Garrison Paw is going to come out of the contest, and Dakota Lippert will come back in. So Villano now looking to get the ball in. It's close to a 5-second call. Yes, it will be. Milano just had nowhere to go, no options. Really solid defense there for Sydney. 7:14 to go in this third quarter. Sydney leading 35-11. Kyle Smith will inbound underneath the Sydney basket. Right by the right block. They get it into Zach Green. Skips it across for Hoskins, and he is blocked out of bounds there by Peyton Dean. Got to give it to the Sydney guards. They continue to go in there and take some physical abuse. But I think basically what they're trying to do is get some fouls on Peyton Dean, perhaps get him out of the contest. But good to go in there. You're going to win, you know, 50-50 on those type of battles, and you're going to get blocked sometimes. That's the way it goes. Kyle Smith to the right side and back up. Stop for Hoskins. Now kicks it back out for Zach Green. Three ball left side, no good. And they come away with the rebound. 6:50 to go in this third quarter, 35-11. Pass to the far side is tripped away. Trevor Dutton with the ball as he comes up with the loose change. They'll pass ahead here for Hoskins. Hoskins now the left-handed layup. Can't get it to go. Colin Carl picks up the rebound. His left-handed layup is no good. And Harpersville back the other way. So Sydney still has not scored in the first minute and a half here of this third quarter. 35-11, down low. Dan Villano for Harpersville, no good. Peyton Dean, turnaround hook shot. He can't get it to go, and both teams have gone ice cold to start the second half. 6:20 to go in the third, and Sydney walks it up the floor. Here's Green, three ball on the right side. That one is well short. Just kind of went dead about halfway to the rim. Now Colin Carl picks up the rebound, back out for Trevor Dutton. And Dutton now will pass one back up to Smith. High post for Hoskins. Down low pass for Colin Carl, and he's fouled. Good pump fake. Got Dean in the air, and that will go to the line. 6:02 to go in the third, and Colin Carl will go to the charity stripe looking to shoot two. Thanks to any of our listeners out there listening on WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU and Sydney Federal Credit Union, it's all about you. First shot coming for Colin Carl off the rim, no good. That one just didn't have enough mustard to get it there. So it's still 35-11. Noah Berriger is subbed out of the contest here for Harpersville. 35 again to 11 is the score. And that one will go down. Second shot is good. So Colin Carl with 3 points. Stepping back in for Berriger will be Clinton Ferguson for Harpersville. Hornets in the white with the navy blue and the gold trim going right to left. Peyton Dean in the left corner outside the three-point line. His back to the basket. Passes down low. Somehow found Karanka on the right side, and from the right block, he puts it up and in. Karanka now with 4 points, and it's 36-13. 5.5 to go, third quarter. Smith brings the ball down the floor. They find Dutton back up for Kyle Smith for Zach Green. Green to the far side. And again, down low. Back out for Dutton. Three-pointer. Good. Nothing but net there for Trevor Dutton. And he has 5 points. 39-13 is the score with 5:10 to go in the third quarter. Tipped out of bounds, but will stay with Harpersville. And now it looks like we'll have another substitution for the Harpersville Hornets. Stepping into the game now will be Tyler Rouse, the junior wearing number 5, coming in for Dan Villano. 5:11 to go, third quarter. Sydney with a 39-13 lead, in case you're just joining us here on CDO. A boys' MAC contest tonight. Harpersville going right to left. They have the ball in the backcourt as this Sydney defense has been swarming all evening long. And to the right side, here is the point guard here, Dylan Karanka. Karanka leaves one off for Ferguson. Ferguson outside the three-point line, now back for Dean. Jumper is no good. Hit the rim twice before falling down for Colin Carl. Carl with the outlet pass and walking it up the floor. Here will be Kyle Smith. 4:45 to go in the third. They pass it down low for Carl. Off his fingertips and out of bounds. You can see he's frustrated with himself. Couldn't hold on to it. Now they're going to say that Harpersville tipped it as it was going out, and so Sydney will hold on to possession. Kyle Smith will inbounds right by the right block underneath the basket. Sydney leading 39-13. They get the ball in. Now Trevor Dutton, nice finger roll off the glass, just a little too hard, too much spice on that one. Sydney kicks it back out. Now for Kyle Smith into the far side for Dutton, fakes the entry pass. They'll work it around for Zach Green. Three ball, this one off the rim, no good. Hoskins skies for the rebound. Somehow it gets knocked out of bounds and will go back to Harpersville. Good ball movement there by Sydney. Just couldn't get the shot to fall. 4:24 to go in this third quarter. It's 39-13. And the Hornets with the ball, bringing it up the floor here for Karanka. Karanka crossing the Big Hornets logo. It says Harpersville Central School at half court here in Harpersville. 4:10 to go now in the third as the Hornets work the ball around. They'll try to go inside for Dean. Dean lost the handle. Ball is loose on the floor and will stay with Harpersville. Zach Green ripped it out of the hands of Peyton Dean. I think Green wanted a foul there. Instead, the ball out of bounds, and Sydney thought it should go to them. Instead, it will go back to Harpersville. 4 minutes to go in this third quarter, and the pass inside is quickly stolen away here by Alec Hoskins, and ahead now for Green. Sydney looking to run. Bounce pass through to Colin Carl is tipped and out of bounds, and will stay with Sydney. Nice job to get his fingertips on that one. That was Peyton Dean hustling back on defense for Harpersville. 3:56 to go in the third. Sydney inbounding the ball. Again, going left to right. They have it at the top of the key. Now for Zach Green. Skips it back across for Kyle Smith. Smith looking for the pass with 20 on the shot clock. Dutton from downtown. Good-looking shot. No good. That one just died on the front rim, and Dean with another big rebound. And here is Karanka trying to work the ball up the floor on the right side, and Sydney continuing with that tough pressure. Now they get the ball loose to Dean, and he is fouled as he tried the little runner in the paint and will go to the line. And now you can see Harpersville just trying to find anything, any option that might work. You know, that's maybe not the highest quality shot there for a guy like Peyton Dean, but decided to try to give it a go as he was with the ball, dribbled into the paint, and tried a little runner and got fouled. 3.5 to go, third quarter. It's 39-13. And Peyton Dean will go to the line. Dean with only 2 points here tonight. But he's done so much else in this contest as he gets his first foul shot to go. Several blocks, several big rebounds. Heck of a night here so far on the defensive end of the ball. And this one up and in for Peyton Dean, so he's got 4. 3:25 to go in this third quarter. Sydney leads 39-15. And here is Kyle Smith back across for Dutton. Starting five still in for Sydney. Hoskins back out for Green. Three ball left side. This one no good. Tipped out of bounds and we'll go back to Harpersville. Villano will check back in for the Hornets with 3:10 to go. As Coach Mack for Harpersville, not afraid to use some of his bench here in a situation like this. Got to get guys in, see what they're made of for later in the season. And so Sydney now going to the bench as well. Stephen Smith will check into the game, as well as Ethan Finch. 3:10 to go as Harpersville will bring it up the floor. Here's Dean to the left side for Dan Villano. Villano back out for Karanka. Karanka into the corner. Pass is knocked away by the fingertips there of Alex Hoskins. And out of bounds. Ball will stay with the Hornets. 2:58 to go in the third. 39-15 the score. Defense has been so active here tonight for Sydney. A lot of tipped balls. Entry pass inside as Harpersville gets it in, and Peyton Dean puts it home. So Dean now has 6 points. 4 points here in the third quarter. 39-17. Sydney on top of the Hornets on the road with 2:40 to go in the third quarter. Ethan Finch from downtown. This one is good. Finch now with 12 points, and that's a team high for Sydney. He made that one look easy from the right side. 2.5 to go, third quarter, 42-17 the score. And Karanka losing the ball along the near side. It was tipped out of bounds, and possession will go back to Sydney. Karanka just lost control as he came, and I think he saw that trap that was waiting for him at half court and just lost the handle. 2:25 to go in the third, 42-17 the score. And now let's see, they need to reset the possession arrow. And so that brings up the whistle with 2:22 to go in this third quarter. So the officiating crew just getting that sorted out. Again, thanks for joining us here tonight. The opening game in the MAC for the Sydney boys and the Harpersville boys. And Sydney, impressive here in their opening game. They lead 42-17, and they look to add to it here. Jumper by Stephen Smith is no good. Hoskins with the rebound. Back out for Finch. And on the right wing is Kyle Smith. Smith to the far side for Trevor Dutton. Dutton waiting for it back on the left side. Instead, they go to the right side for Finch. Entry pass down low. Hoskins goes in. Was looking for the foul and isn't going to get it. And Harpersville back the other way. Dean looking to go coast to coast off the glass. No good, and he's fouled. Nice play there by Dutton, trying to sacrifice the body to take the charge on Dean, who was coming in there like a locomotive. Instead, the foul will be on Dutton, and Dean will go back to the line to shoot two. With a minute 50 to go in the third, it's 42-17. First shot coming for Dean, off the mark, no good. Just didn't have enough to get it there. Off the front rim. Dean, a part of this excellent Harpersville football team that had a great year, combined with Afton for the second straight season. And, well, they were in that division with Tioga, who went on to win a state championship, but had a very, very strong year, only losing to Tioga in the regular season. Minute 35 to go in this third quarter. Sidney now back the other way as Dean had missed his second foul shot. Still 42-17. They kick it back across for Dutton. Nice pump fake down low, looking for Steven Smith. The ball was knocked away, and Harpersville will come up with it. They scoop it forward, and Villano will bring it down the right side as Harpersville goes right to left. Villano to the 10, up and in. Lost control, went sprawling down on the hardwood, but not before he put the layup in. And Dan Villano has 6 points, and it's 42-19 with 1 minute to go in this third quarter. Finch into the right wing. Sidney gets the ball to the high post now from Finch, and it's knocked away. Harpersville has it back as they steal it. Under a minute to go in this third quarter. Sidney with this 42-19 lead. Harpersville doing much better here in the second half, keeping it a little closer. The ball knocked out of bounds on a block there as Villano took it to the rim. Steven Smith swatting it out of bounds. So 47 seconds to go before we take a break here at the end of this third quarter. 42-19 the score. Melshawn Folks is checking back into the game now for Sidney. Folks with 2 points in the second quarter as he got in right before the halftime break. 40 seconds to go now, and a steal by Sidney. Here is Melshawn Folks, who got a fingertip on that one and brought it down. 35 seconds to go, third quarter. And here's Smith at the top of the key. Finds Zach Green. Green back for Kyle Smith for Ethan Finch on the left side. Again, good ball movement against this zone. Finch down low, finding Folks. Up and under. Got it to go, and he's fouled. Let's see if they count the bucket. Actually, no. It looks like they're going to call a push-off on Folks there as he was trying to create some separation. And so you don't count the bucket, and they take it away. 18.6 seconds to go here in this third quarter, and it's 42-19. Now a steal by Sidney is, again, the full court pressure is there. Steven Smith finds Zach Green. Green kicks it out. Kyle Smith, jumper, can't get the rattler to go home. Now for Steven Smith as he picks up the rebound off that shot from Green. His shot won't go as he got the left-handed layup, and the time will run out here at the end of the third quarter. It's 42-19 after three quarters. In the books here in Harpersville. Fourth quarter coming up. I'm Nate Lull. You're listening to live Tri-County Basketball tonight on WCDO.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Häagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Now is the perfect time to stop by Volkswagen Odeonda to check out the area's best selection of new and pre-owned VWs. Located on Route 23 Southside, VW Odeonda offers you the best in sales and service. General Manager Dave Smith and his staff invite you to stop by today or visit them online at VWOdeonda.com. Jetta, Passat, Tiguan, Beetle, CC, VW Odeonda has them all. Fantastic lease rates are available right now, too. VW Odeonda is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back as we get the fourth quarter underway live from Harpersville High School tonight. 44-19 the score. Sydney on top and in control of this boys' MAC contest tonight. Steven Smith with a jumper now for Sydney. In the lane, no good. Here's Folks with the rebound up off the glass. He can't get the right-hander to go. Folks, another rebound. Again, can't get it to go, and we'll have a whistle. Boy, Melshawn Folks wearing number 52, a 6'1 forward, a junior with two great putback opportunities. Couldn't get it to go, and then they call him for the rebound foul as he tried to get it for the third time. Boy, he's going to be a tough load to handle. A nice addition for this Sydney squad. 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Ball is loose. Harpersville with it down the right side, but a traveling violation here on Clinton Ferguson. And just when you think things are going to open up for Harpersville, they had a nice two-on-one break there. Ferguson just takes that extra step and is called for the traveling violation. So 7 minutes to go, fourth quarter. It's 44-19. Sydney looking to run a little clock here in this fourth quarter. Thanks for joining us tonight on CDO. Also WCDOsports.com, wherever you might be listening out there tonight. They get the ball inside into the paint there for Steven Smith. Again, his shot no good. Folks with the rebound up and in. Melshawn Folks in the land of the trees comes down with that one and finds it to put it home. Sydney leads 46-19. 6:38 to go in this fourth quarter. And now a foul, this time on Zach Green of Sydney for a hold. Sydney still applying this full court pressure here with 6:38 to go. A out-of-town score update from that Unitigo and Unadilla Valley game. UV on top 43-34 at the end of the third quarter. So, again, UV, a team that we know is going to be tough this year. I think Unitigo is another one of those fringe teams that could be right there. So that's a good matchup tonight up at Unitigo. Again, 43-34, UV on top of Unitigo. 6:35 to go in this fourth quarter. It's 46-19 here in Harpersville. Sydney on top. Here's Dan Villano, gets into the paint, finds Peyton Dean, thought about going up for the slam dunk, and then I think thought otherwise, and didn't get the dunk or the layup to go in, and Sydney comes away with the rebound. Boy, what elevation. He was up there and just didn't put it home, and now the backdoor pass to Hoskins is up and good. He's got 12. Alex Hoskins gives Sydney a 48-19 lead. Now another steal for Sydney. Passing down low for Finch, and Finch back up. As Sydney will set up the offense. They give it back to Finch in the corner. Three ball. He's got it. Ethan Finch with 15. It's 51-19 with 5:55 to go in the third quarter. Sydney still coming with this tight man-to-man pressure on the full court press. Harpersville down to the right side. Underneath for Peyton Dean. Tries to get the shot to go and he's fouled and will go to the line. 5:45 to go now in the fourth quarter. Sydney breaking the 50-point mark here tonight. They lead 51-19 at the moment. So Peyton Dean will go to the line. He has 6 points, looking to add to it here. Dean a force to be reckoned with and just hasn't been able to find a shot here tonight. First shot is up and good. He does have 7 points. And again, I talked about it before, just so many other things that he's been doing in terms of blocking shots and rebounding, just altering shots as well. Nathan Vibber checking into the game here for Zach Green. Nathan Vibbard wearing number 3, a 5'9 guard, a junior here for Sydney, was a part of that great JV team that Sydney had last year as well. Second shot from Dean is up, no good. Rebound, though, for Harpersville. Ferguson can't get it to go. Vibbard picks up his first rebound as he gets into the contest and finds Kyle Smith, who will bring it up the floor. Smith to the left side, puts on the brakes, finds Vibbard on the right side. With 5.5 to go in this fourth quarter, Vibbard lost it. It was knocked out of bounds, and they're going to say last touched by Vibbard, so possession will go back to Harpersville. They inbound the ball to Peyton Dean. Dean will walk it up the floor. Dean finds Dan Villano, who thought about a dribble drive, thought better of it. Brings it out to the right side as Harpersville in the white with the navy blue and the gold trim going right to left. Back out for Dean. Bulls his way into the paint. Lost it, and Sydney comes away. 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Sydney leading Harpersville 51-20. Finch to the left side. Finds Kyle Smith downtown. Rattles out, and a rebound. Skying up there is Dakota Lippert for the Hornets. Villano will bring it up the floor, as it looks like at the next whistle. Coach Mack is going to go with five new guys coming into the contest here for Harpersville. Working it back out, a shot from the left-handed side there is Colby Hendrickson, and he's fouled as he goes up. This is going to be a foul on Ethan Finch. And so Colby Hendrickson will go to the line to shoot two, maybe three. Hard to tell where his foot was there as he tried to let that one go. So Hendrickson, the junior, steps to the line here for Harpersville. First shot coming for Hendrickson is up, rattles in and out, no good. 4:44 to go in this fourth quarter. It's 51-20. Second shot coming for Hendrickson, and he is going to shoot all three. Hendrickson's second shot rattles out. Hit the front and back of the rim and then popped up. So five new subs coming into the contest here for the Hornets, as Coach Mack will go to the bench for the remainder of this contest, and we'll see who head coach Mike Brzee puts in as well. This should be a good opening win for Sydney if they can hang on tonight on the road in Harpersville. And the third shot is up and good there for Colby Hendrickson. Harpersville is going to take a timeout with 4:43 to go in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break as well. Sydney leading 51-21. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back on WCDO.
We're specialists in you. Harper Design Care Associates. We care about the way you see. You'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Four and a half to go, fourth quarter, 51-21. Sydney on top of Harpersville on the road to start off MAC play. And a few more of the subs come in here for both sides after the timeout. A steal by Parker Boyce as he steps in for Sydney wearing number one. And Stephen Smith will start off the offense. Smith for Nathan Vibbert on the right side. Vibbert picks up his dribble, finds Boyce at the top of the key now. Boyce, the dribble drive is taken away, and Harpersville back the other way, down the left side, little jumper, up and in. Nice job by Dylan Karenka, and he has 6 points for Harpersville. It's 51-23 with 3:55 to go in this fourth quarter. Stephen Smith down the left side now for the maroon and white of Sydney tonight. Vibbert, as he gets the pass back for a three off the back rim, long rebound off the missed shot. Harpersville off to the races. Here's the layup. No good here for the Harpersville Hornets. That's Dylan Lindsay. Couldn't get it to go, and he'll go to the line. Just want to give a shout-out to a couple of our listeners on WCDOsports.com tonight, listening all the way down in Florida, former Sydney point guard Nick Mino. Thanks for joining us. All you guys out there, all you college students, probably should be studying for finals right now, but we'll give you a little study break here on CDO. First shot is up and good for Dylan Lindsay. And I also know Tom Hoskins out there listening down in Pennsylvania. Maybe taking a break from a study session. I'm sure we'll see a bunch of you guys back here in a couple of weeks for Christmas break. It'll be great to see you. Second shot is no good for Dylan Lindsay. 51-24 the score. 3:35 to go in this fourth quarter. Sydney with the rebound, and Stephen Smith will walk it up the floor. Crossing the big Hornet at midcourt. And they'll find Nathan Vibbert on the far side for Sydney. Again, as the clock ticks down in this fourth quarter, 3:20 to go. Down low for Parker Boyce. Left-handed layup, no good. The rebound for Harpersville. They're off to the races. And this is Zach Clapper bringing it up the floor. Gives it back off to Karenka, who will set up the offense. 20 to go on the shot clock. Three ball for Harpersville. This one no good from William Stolpinski. Couldn't get it to go. Knocked out of bounds, and the ball will go back here to Sydney with 3:05 to go. 51-24 is the score. Sydney on top of Harpersville. Last time we could check between Unadilla Valley and Unitigo, UV was up 43-34. We saw UV last week in a game right here on CDO. Very impressive. They start four seniors and, of course, a freshman. Just a great team. I think they got a lot of balance, a lot of good size and mixture of good guards. And Matt Osborne, a quality coach as well. He's going to get the job done this year for UV, I'm sure. 2:45 to go in the fourth quarter. Sydney with the ball. They'll work it down low, trying to pass for Kyle Gaskin, and he will travel, it looks like, here. With 2:45 to go in this fourth quarter. Actually, no, they're going to call a foul on Harpersville. Thought maybe Gaskin had the happy feet, but he was hacked on the arm first, they say. So Sydney will inbound the ball underneath the basket. They'll find Nate Vibbert to the right side for three. This one is short, no good. Vibbert hustling, trying to get his own rebound. But as he threw it back in, he was jumping up in the air to try to save it. Threw it in, it hit the side of the backboard, and then bounced out of bounds. So the ball will go back to Harpersville with 2:35 to go fourth quarter. 51-24 the score. Ethan Finch with 15 and Alex Hoskins with 12 to lead the Warriors tonight. Harpersville working it around, and now a rebound will be taken by the Hornets and up and in for William Stolpinski. The three ball was missed by Karenka. Stolpinski was right there to pick up the loose change, and he put it in, much to the delight of the Hornets fans. Here's Gaskin on the right side as Sydney goes left to right. Dribble drive for Gaskin and a charge as Gaskin had the shoulder down, went barreling in there, and Dylan Lindsay is able to take the charge for Harpersville. As we come up on 2 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, again, you'll be able to listen back tonight on WCDOsports.com and our audio archive. All our games are there anytime you want to listen. It's a free download brought to you by SFCU. 2 minutes to go, and Sydney leading 51-26. Harpersville with a little dribble drive here from Dylan Lindsay, swatted out of there by Noah Gibbs. Gibbs will bring it up the floor, passing for Stephen Smith. Smith to the right side, again for Nate Vibbert. Dribble drive, gets into the yellow paint, back out for Gaskin. His jumper is short, no good. Rebound for the Hornets, and Lindsay will walk it up the floor. With a minute and a half to go in the contest, it does appear Sydney will pick up this win here tonight. Stolpinski wants another three ball and lost the handle as he tried to set it up. Gibbs runs the floor now off the steal. The dribble drive, and he will travel. Nice move, though, by Gibbs. He got the left-handed layup to go, but took one too many extra steps. Post-game show is coming up. You don't want to miss that. We'll have our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose tonight. Brought to you by NBT Bank, NBT Mang Insurance, and ACCO Brands of Sydney. Down to 1:15 to go in the contest, and Dylan Karenka, point guard for Harpersville, running some time off the clock. They'll get it to Stolpinski on the far side again. Another three ball coming. This one off the glass. No good. Long rebound ahead for Stephen Smith. 1 minute to go as Smith will walk it up the floor. I think this shows that Sydney is going to be a pretty strong contender here in the MAC. I think it's also something you shouldn't judge Harpersville on tonight. They're a team that's going to be pesky. They'll be right there at the end of the season for sure. They're just a tough night here tonight. Couldn't get many shots to fall. I think they're a better team than the score is going to show tonight. 51-26, Stolpinski for three again. This one off the mark, no good. And Dawson Backus with the rebound here. Backus wearing number two tonight for Sydney. 30 seconds to go. 51-26 the score. Everybody on the bench playing tonight here for Sydney. Always great to see. They'll work it around. Down to 20 seconds to go. Shot clock is off, so the Warriors will pick up their first win in MAC play. They get it down low to Gibbs, and he goes up and under and gets it to score. 53-26. Sydney now on top of Harpersville in a convincing win here tonight. Down to 5 seconds to go. We'll see if Karenka takes one last shot. He gets it off to Stolpinski. His shot at the buzzer, no good. And that'll do it. Our final score, Sydney 53 and Harpersville 26. A final score here tonight. We are going to have our post-game show coming up as the Sydney Warriors get their first win in league play tonight on the road. Post-game show coming up with our three awards by NBT Mang Insurance, NBT Bank, and ACCO Brands of Sydney. We'll be right back. I'm Nate Lowe. You're listening to Live High School Hoops tonight on CDO.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank mobile banking, you can download it. NBT Bank Mobile Banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. It's our post-game show tonight on CDO as the Sydney boys get a win on the road 53-26 in MAC boys action at Harpersville tonight. Again, the score is Sydney 53, Harpersville 26. Let's go through our scoring summary first for both squads before we do our post-game awards. Sydney, let's see, having 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 guys score tonight. Always great on the score sheet to see that. Led by Ethan Finch with 15 points, Alex Hoskins with 12, Stephen Smith with 5, Trevor Dutton with 5, Zach Green had 6, Colin Carl with 3, Milshawn Folks with 4, and Noah Gibbs with 2, and Kyle Smith, with 1. So that's the scoring summary tonight for the Sydney Varsity Boys. On the other side for Harpersville, they are led by 7 points from Peyton Dean, 6 from Dan Villano, 3 from Garrison Paw, 2 from William Stolpinski, 1 from Dylan Lindsay, and 1 from Colby Hendrickson. So 7 points, the team high for Dean, and Villano with 6 for the Hornets. Let's get into our 3 awards here tonight. First, our Outstanding Offense Award brought to you by NBT Bank. NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served their area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. We'll give that award to Ethan Finch tonight for Sydney. A game-high 15 points to lead the Warriors to the victory here tonight off the bench. Great job by Ethan Finch. Let's do our NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award. NBT Mang Insurance, our families live, work, and play with your families. At NBT Mang Insurance, we insure your life. I think there's no question here. Peyton Dean tonight was a force on the glass, as well as several block shots. Every time that Sydney had to go to the hoop, they had to deal with Peyton Dean, and I wish I'd kept track of that stat. I bet he had 6, 7, maybe 8 block shots tonight. That'll be interesting to see once I get our final stats. But Peyton Dean, well-deserved, our NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award tonight. And our ACCO Brands of Sydney All-Purpose Award is brought to you by ACCO, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season, reminds you to attend games and cheer on these young athletes. We give that one tonight to Alex Hoskins of Sydney. He comes in with 12 points, just thought was a great overall leader, was not afraid to go and work on the glass, put a body on Peyton Dean, go right at him, trying to get him in foul trouble, just did a lot of the little things with rebounding, passing, and of course scoring, as he got some buckets early, which helped Sydney really build this lead and go for the victory here tonight. So Alex Hoskins is our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award winner tonight. Again, the final score, 53-26. Sydney defeating Harpersville tonight. A couple of thank yous to Jim Tamayo back in the CDO studios, as well as the new athletic director here for Harpersville, Sherm McElwain. We had a couple of small things to work out in the gym to get us to be back down here this year for games. Glad to say smooth sailing tonight as Sydney defeats Harpersville, and everything went great here on the radio. Again, thank you for joining us, whether you're on the radio or WCDOsports.com. So glad to have you along. I'm Nate Lull. Make sure you check out WCDOsports.com. You can go back and listen anytime to our audio archive for absolutely free, again, courtesy of SFCU. 53-26, Sydney defeats Harpersville. I'm Nate Lull. Have a great night from CDO Sports.